returned for one night only last night, then we've sent him back, leaving behind him the slight stench of perming solution. Hello, Scott Mills.
Hello.
On Celebrity Scissor Hands for Children in Need.
Hi.
Scott, you sound pretty down.
It's been a bad day.
What's happened? Tell me about it, my love.
Okay, I had to do a colonic earlier.
Oh, no. On a girl or a boy?
A boy.
Okay, go on.
And there was a mistake, and the machine started leaking.
Oh, no. I wonder what you were going to say when you said there was a mistake.
You know when you think, like, oh, my God, I'm going to gag? It was like that.
Now, was this when it was all coming out? Because if nobody knows, colonic irrigation, what's the official, how do you describe it? We're just kind of cleaning out all the intestine area.
Yeah, it flushes out your colon, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of mid-flow.
And was there a leak in one of the tubes? Or?
Yeah.
And did you get a splashback?
No, I managed to move out of the way, but it went all over the floor. And I had to, well, what do you do? I don't know where to look.
No, did this genuinely happen, or did somebody set it up so that it leaked, so they'd get some good telly? Because it sounds terrible.
I don't think that they would have done it on purpose. I think it was just a genuine mistake. And I just feel sorry for the poor guy, you know?
You know what, I've got such little sympathy, though. If somebody wants to go and have their bum washed out live on telly, it's kind of like they must be mad.
Yeah, but you don't expect it to go wrong like that, do you? I had to sit down and have a hot, sweet cup of tea for about half an hour.
Did you go really faint?
Yeah.
Really sick?
Yeah.
You know something's going wrong with a beauty treatment when the beautician rushes out being sick through their fingers. Like, I bear it.
At the moment, I'm in the middle of cutting Jono off of Unofficial Mills' haircut.
Okay.
Which is going well. To be honest, I'm getting everyone else to help me.
Right, yeah.
Everyone else is just coming along and just doing a bit and going again. Well, Michelle Jubri's done a bit. Elaine, the training lady's done a little bit. Sarah Kaywood snipped a bit off. So I'm just kind of flagging it, really.
Okay, so just everyone coming up, just having a quick crack at it and then moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And then, to top the day off, I've got to do a wet shave.
Oh, dear.
Guess who that's going to be
with?
That's
that old cowboy style with a great big razor, a proper real cutthroat razor and lots of foam.
I don't know whether it's going to be one of those. They haven't told me yet, but all I know is it's a shave. He wants all his beard off.
Who is it? Bill Oddie? Noel Edmonds?
I wish.
Not Father Christmas?
No.
Oh, who?
The Director General of the BBC.
Mark...
Thompson.
Thompson.
The actual boss. Like, proper big boss.
You're joking?
No.
Well, it's been nice working with you at Radio 1. We look forward to hearing you on overnights on Radio Obscure in the Norfolk Hills over the next couple. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
You'll be back on the show. You're coming back tomorrow, aren't you?
Well, it depends on what happens with the Director General's beard, really. But yeah, be on standby.
Third point well made, I'll be on standby again. Listen, good luck with that.
Thanks, love.
All right then, cheers. I've got some clips as well of what happened when Nikki from Big Brother entered the salon and refused to have her hair cut. That's coming up in a little while. Here's Lamar.